A BC woman who purchased a 9-year-old thoroughbred mare that was euthanized 2 days after she received it has lost her bid to recoup her financial losses. A July 4, BC. Civil Resolution Tribunal ruling said Trudy Lancelin purchased Leading Lady from Rebecca Kennedy, for $6,500. However, Lady suddenly suffered colic and was euthanized. Lancelin told Tribunal member Kristen Gardner that Kennedy misrepresented Lady as healthy and breached the Sale of Goods Act. Lancelin claimed that, in addition to Lady's purchase price, she incurred $2,000 in transportation costs and vet bills. Kennedy, however, denied misrepresenting Lady's health and said she had no knowledge of the medical condition that ultimately led to the horse's death. Kennedy said Lancelin bought Lady as is, and declined a pre-purchase vet inspection. As such, she said, Lancelin is not entitled to a refund or other damages. The case. Gardner said Kennedy advertised Lady for sale on Facebook. Lancelin responded to the ad on July 28, 2022. During a Facebook Messenger exchange, Lancelin said Lady appeared thin in the photos. She told the tribunal she asked about any health issues. Kennedy confirmed Lady had no health problems, and that Lady was just a harder keeper, which Lancelin and Kennedy agreed meant picky eater. Lancelin traveled to the Okanagan from the Lower Mainland to see and ride Lady on August 8, 2022. She gave Kennedy $650 as a 10% deposit on Lady's purchase price during that visit. Kennedy drafted an equine bill of sale contract, dated August 12, 2022, which the parties exchanged electronically and each undisputedly signed on August 17. That same day, Lancelin also completed payment of the agreed $6,500 purchase price. Gardner said the contract expressly stated that Lancelin did not need a health check and was purchasing Lady as is. It also stated that Ms. Lancelin waived her right to inspect the horse and would not hold Ms. Kennedy liable for any claims after the date of sale, Gardner said. Lady arrived in the Lower Mainland on August 19, 2022. The next day, however, Lancelin said Lady showed signs of discomfort. Lancelin texted Kennedy that day saying Lady had colicked, and asked if there was anything in Lady's history that might explain her condition. Kennedy responded that Lady had never had colic or any other gut issues. Lady was euthanized the following morning after her condition failed to improve. A vet's post-mortem examination found Lady had a twisted small intestine, which she stated was a fatal condition without surgery. The vet also found Lady showed signs of poor nutrition and very poor foot health. The vet also said it was unclear whether a prior intestine condition contributed to the twisted intestine that led to Lady's death. I find Ms. Lancelin was aware of those issues before the purchase, and that they did not likely contribute to the decision to euthanize Lady, Gardner said. Still, Lancelin admitted that Kennedy was likely unaware of the twisted intestine condition and that a pre-sale veterinary examination would not have revealed that issue. Given the evidence before her, Gardner dismissed the claim. I find that Ms. Kennedy did not misrepresent Lady's condition as healthy before Ms. Lancelin purchased her, Gardner said. So, I find that Ms. Lancelin has not established that Ms. Kennedy is responsible for providing her with any refund or expense reimbursement.